Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today, Kathleen Fox, who is the president of Payroll City, located right here in Colorado Springs, but with a big footprint. We'll talk about that a little bit. Kathleen, welcome to the Business Connection studio.
Thank you for having me, Ted.
It is wonderful to have you here. We have a full agenda this morning. And so this kind of stuff is actually fun to talk about because there's so much innovation in it. It's payroll is not paper anymore.
It's not. It has really, really changed over the years.
Indeed. And before we get there, let's talk a little bit about you, Kathleen. We've known each other for a little while, but I think you ought to share a little bit of your background and that heart and soul you have for doing this work for businesses.
You know, it started back a long time ago. I was in the accounting field, and I was a controller for many smaller companies. Actually, not too many, but a couple out there. And as part of what I did, I was also over payroll. And I typically didn't do the integrated work, you know, the nitty-gritty work of payroll and collecting hours. That wasn't my job. But to oversee it and to ensure things were coming in budgets and things like that. And as I dealt with a lot of the frustrations that we saw with some of the big companies. And of course, back years ago, there were just a couple of three major players in the market. Payroll's changed a lot. There's a lot more people that are providing the payroll when software has come in now and taken over. You have your software through your QuickBooks and things like that, but they're limited in what they're in the functionality of those. So when you look into those, that's not their core emphasis, is not payroll. And so there was a need in the market, and I saw that I was excited about the possibilities and what I saw and where payroll was growing just as the technology was starting to grow, kind of in the 90s, in the early 90s. And I wanted to be part of that. And when the opportunity came in 2001 is when I started Payroll City. And we are really excited because it's technology driven now in the fields of payroll. It's no longer, you know, people come in and write their time down on a card. Things are done electronically. This age of instant access is there through all parts of business, and payroll is just another one of them.
And employees can be much more involved in their all the paperwork that's involved ordinarily would be paperwork. In other words, Payroll City did not sit still from the transition to the electronic age that we're in now. You have gone to great steps and taken great pains to build an app. And you offer that app, so you are now able to deliver your services online. The linkage between a company's employees and the services that are offered give them that instant access to a lot of information about their payroll, their work, their hours, things like that.
That's absolutely true. One of the things that really was exciting when I started Payroll City, what I wanted is better access to the data. Now, I think things have changed over the years, but we were one of the first payroll companies that were online and that gave you access to all of your information in a lovely Excel file so that you could manipulate, run different scenarios, and to see where you were. Because one report in payroll isn't going to give everybody the answers that they need. But when you can access that data, get that data into a file where you can then, if you can't do it yourself, you could have one of your IT guys bring that data into another meaningful way for you. And so that was really what kind of was our impetus when we were starting, get access to that data. And now, of course, employees are able to get their pay stubs online, all of the things that would take an employer's time. When an employee comes in and says, I've lost my pay stub, I can't tell you, that's just so common. Yeah. I need another copy of my W-2. I can't find my whatever it is. And now every employee has the ability to have their own login online. They get their own pay stub. And this is pretty much across the board. If you're having technology, that's what you should be looking for in your payroll so that you can take that burden off of the employer to have to create, go in and go get pay stubs, recreate them. So
how long have you been, or had you been in development on the app before you released it?
Oh my gosh, you know what? That's kind of an interesting question. We've actually had four iterations of the app. So as technology has changed, we have updated. And in fact, we've just laid out just this last year, have have launched brand new software, and it's based on the latest technology. It makes our reports run faster. We were in the market, and when we first started, we did a lot of our clients were maybe 50 and under. And of course, that is the major part of the market. But our technology now is putting us in a different marketplace where we're getting larger customers. We get customers who have 300, 500, or 1,000 employees. And that makes your software has to work a little bit differently. To create these reports, it's very stressful. There's a lot of calculations that go online. So what we have done is we've streamlined our software, upgraded it to the newest, and now our reports that might have taken sometimes to chunk out these reports would have taken a half an hour or more. These reports are running in under 3 minutes.
Well, and what I'm hearing from you, Kathleen, is that you've taken the ceiling off of who Payroll City can do business with.
We really have. And we're advancing into another market. We're excited about that.
As well you should be. And we've known each other for, what, 3 years or so?
Gosh, I think longer than that, actually.
It's very possible, yeah. And I was there for the initial launch of the app and very excited to see that. And now here we are. How many iterations later? Four?
Four.
This is your fourth iteration.
Since 2001. Yeah. And we do work to keep up with the technology. So when we get a new platform that's going to make us better, we're going to transfer over to a new platform. There's a lot of work involved in that.
So people who are doing business with you are now experiencing payroll in the electronic age.
Yes.
Much, much, much easier.
Right.
Gone are the days of the Excel spreadsheet to muddle your way through.
Right. And it is, I'm excited about it. It has to push my poor development department. They go, and what's next?
Yeah.
No sooner do we do one. And I have thoughts on all sorts of things to make things easier. Could we do this for our clients? What if we could do this? And so we have a backlog of probably 5-6 months of just we call it the wish list.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the priorities out, which are the base priorities, and then we tick away at all the wish lists.
And Kathleen, one of the biggies here on your list is the ability to onboard employees electronically. And you have now sucked in the hiring process into that as well. So you've shared that an employer can be pulling applications in from multiple platforms, and you have mm-hmm. a way for those things to converge in one place, do the initial screening, and the employer or prospective employer can look at all of those things and then take it from there.
Right. So there's some new things on the market. And of course, you know, there's the hiring platforms that we deal with, which is Indeed and Monster and those big names. And I'm sure there's a lot. It's not even Craigslist anymore. I remember when we used to go to Craigslist, that was the place to go. But there are these platforms, and there's one that's based out of, I think it's out of Denver. It's Efficient Hire, and there's another one that's called Fresh Team. And they're going to work on that first part, which is the applicant tracking system. Some might call it an ATS. That's a little bit new to me. We're not as in-depth in that. But I do know that what you can do is you can take from one platform and now you can push out into several of, you know, it pushes out to Indeed and it pushes out to Monster or wherever you're going to, with the platforms you want to use to be able to put out your help wanted ads.
So you can post in one place and those things will be
yep.
published to all of the major platforms.
Right.
And the information comes back and is fed into that one place again.
It is.
So it's kind of like a dashboard.
It is. They wind up with a dashboard. You're able to take your employee through that process when they're ready to be hired. Now, we don't have that in our system, mm-hmm. but it's something that you should be aware of. Then the next part is the onboarding. And you should be looking out for something, you know, I think employers need to be looking to see what they should be doing for onboarding. And it's the onboarding, the system is you send out an email or you can send out a text to your employees. And then from there, they do everything from their phone. They fill out their I-9, their W-4. You can actually have them sign documents. Like your employee handbooks, you might have a NDA that you need them to sign, and you can put unlimited amount of documents for them to sign. You can also put up training videos.
These discussions are just great because the advances in technology allow you to integrate payroll services, timekeeping, scheduling, onboarding, document management, in addition to all of the other things that go along with that. You're taking the burden off of big employers and little employers, and you're saving these people an enormous amount of time, brain damage, and money. And that's huge, because when somebody can focus on their business,
not only that, but even legally. It's mm-hmm. going to help you to make sure that these documents are signed before at the very beginning. I can't tell you how many employers are out there. Well, my employee has yet to sign my handbook. We started them, but nothing's done yet. And you make it a part of the process, and they do this, especially the younger generation.
Your web address, Kathleen?
It is payrollcity.com.
And if I am a business owner or a manager, a decision maker, and I have an interest in meeting and talking with you, how do I do that?
You can either give us a call. We're really proactive on our phones at 719-260-9933. And if anybody wants to, they could even email me personally. My email is k.fox@payrollcity.com.
Very easy. k.fox@payrollcity.com or payrollcity.com. Contact Kathleen through the website or call the office directly, 719-260-9933. Nothing like saving lots of time, brain damage, and money when you're trying to run a business. Kathleen, thanks for all you do.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for this edition of The Business Connection. We'll be back next Sunday morning at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio.